This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another program in our Citizens Council Forum series. We're very happy to have as our guest today Senator James O. Eastland, a Democrat from Mississippi. Senator Eastland is chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee and of the Internal Security and Immigration Subcommittees, also a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Senator Eastland, very happy to have you with us today, sir.
Thank you, Dick.
I'd like to talk for a moment about the 1957 Civil Rights Act and some recent court cases that have arisen from that act. I understand that there have been two cases, and how did the act come out in those two cases?
Well, Dick, the act came out mighty bad. What the Department of Justice did was attempt to get the Supreme Court and the lower federal courts to legislate by holding that a person, as described in the act, was a state. The courts held that the acts, that the federal government had to sue a sovereign state, but that they had no, under the 14th Amendment, but that they had no power to do so under the Civil Rights Act.
Well, now, do you feel that the net effect of this 1957 civil rights legislation has been good or bad on race relations throughout the nation?
Well, I think that race relations throughout the nation have deteriorated. Whether it was a result of the Civil Rights Act or not, I do not know. I know that people all over the United States look very much alike on the question of race and the question of segregation. The vast majority of the people, north, south, east, and west, think alike.
Do you feel that people throughout the nation are also becoming aroused at some other U.S. Supreme Court decisions, most specifically the ones which helped or seemed to aid the communists and which stifled the FBI and some of its activities?
Well, I think that the people of the country, of course, have become very much aroused at a court that would place a wall of protection around the communist conspiracy, which is designed to destroy our system of government, to destroy our people, and which in the end would cause the deaths of thousands of American people.
And do you believe that people throughout the nation are now becoming generally aware that the trend of recent decisions is not of particular interest to the South, but really should be viewed with equal alarm by people throughout the nation?
Well, of course it's a question. We are all Americans. Now, the court in the past few weeks has backed up. It has backed up under the whiplash of public opinion. Dick, in the Uphouse case and in the Barenblatt cases, you have a thing that should have been used more by Southern people and by Southern states. You know, in those decisions, when they first went to the court sent them back for new trials, citing as authority their previous pro-communist decisions. But the state courts and the lower federal courts held their ground. It was, in fact, judicial interposition. And when they held their grounds, the Supreme Court backed up. Now, we have in this country many fine, patriotic federal judges. But I'm sorry to say that we have too many who are nothing but messenger boys for Earl Warren and who follow decisions that they know are destroying our country. In the case of some of them I know, hope to get themselves promoted to the Circuit Court of Appeals or to the Supreme Court of the United States. And they would do that by betraying the Constitution of the United States and the liberties, the rights, the welfare of the American people.
I'd like to get back to a discussion of the segregation question again for a moment, Senator. We in the South hear quite a bit about people wanting us to accept something called token integration. Do you feel there is any such thing as token integration?
I feel that token integration and massive integration are the same thing. Of course, one leads to another. It's just like that you say a man is substantially honest. There's no such thing. He's either an honest man or he's either a crook. There can be no middle ground. There can be no compromise on this question. It's been my observation that this word token integration has been used by politicians who are either misled but who are cowards, or those who would promote themselves and cater to minority bloc votes by betraying their people that have elected them to high office.
Senator Eastland, what do you feel the people of the South must do in order to meet this threat facing them?
First, we've got to stand firm. We've got to assert and protect our rights. As I have said, that when we stand firm, as the lower federal courts and the state courts did, they really interpose their rights against the Supreme Court of the United States. The states of this country have got to assert their sovereignty against the Supreme Court of the United States. And I think then that you are going to see more decisions where the court backs up. I think that they will back up much further in the next few years. Now, as I said in the beginning, the average man, north, south, east, and west, believes the same way on the question of race. The South has evolved a system over the centuries that has worked well and in which we have racial harmony. I think we have a system in the South, and I think we have information that would be useful to the people of the North. Why, I read in the papers this morning that they were picketing schools in New York City because those schools were about to be integrated. What we've got to do is to lay our case before the bar of public sentiment in this country. After all, what the people think and what the people want is a law of this country over the long run, because under our system, all power is vested in the hands of the people. We just have in our system of government the mechanics to change so that that power will assert itself. And it will assert itself in this instance, in the integration disputes. If we will show the people of the North why our system is right, why it is just, why we have harmonious racial relations, why they have riots and mobs and rapes and crime on every hand, we'll win this fight. We'll win it at the bar of public opinion of the country. Now, I think that the first obligation that a state has is to defend its sovereignty. It is to preserve its sovereignty. And for that reason, public funds should be enlisted in this fight to carry our case to the nation. We can certainly help the people of the North because conditions are much better in the South. There is more racial harmony, and it's been my observation that The Negro race is treated better in the South than it is in any other area of the nation.
Do you feel that this should be a cooperative effort undertaken by the various Southern states working together?
I certainly do, and I'm mighty sorry Florida passed such a bill. Put up, as I recall, $500,000. Mm-hmm. The governor of the state vetoed that proposal. As I recall, it was to take effect when 4 other Southern states joined him. Now, in the last analysis, the governor of Florida can get by for a while. He can attempt to promote himself at the expense of public welfare for a while. But what the people of Florida want will prevail in the end. And I'm sure Florida, in the end, will be lined up with Mississippi and other Southern states in furtherance of this proposal.
Do you feel that unity among the Southern states is important at this particular stage?
I certainly think unity among the Southern states is absolutely essential. And I think that we can secure that unity. What we need is leadership.
And with such leadership and such unity, you feel the fight can be won?
I think it is certain to be won. After all, the American people are intelligent people, and common sense is going to prevail.
Senator Eastland, I'd like to thank you very much for being with us today. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator James Eastland of Mississippi. We'll be back again next week at this same time with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series, and we'd like to invite you to join us then. Till then, this is Dick Morphew saying, thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.